You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. We've got sort of an overcast morning here in the weather, and we're going to try and figure out how much the overcast is in the stock markets.
Well, they got snow up at Simon Fraser University overnight.
Yeah, I heard that in the radio this morning. And, of course, it's pretty good height of land up there.
Yeah, well, it's a center of high knowledge, so, yeah.
Very good.
Now, yeah. Bob, you wanted to bring in a couple of quotes into the show. One of them's from Japan.
Yeah, this one. Economists believe the coming decade will be a golden era. This is from the Japan Times, December 26, 1989, which was right at that glorious peak of their market, and the headline continued with, many economists and the Japanese government as well say that the classic theory of business cycles no longer applies to Japan, which has minimized instability factors and learned to drive slowly but steadily when necessary. And that was at their peak. I think their bear market was something like 20 years. So it's, again, one of these very confident bullish headlines right at the top. And then we've got the other one here. We have now discovered positively the existence of a new financial and industrial era in which old rules are wholly abrogated and past experience has no lessons worth considering. That was in the Montreal Gazette in September 1929. And that was I think it was September 3rd was the high, and then it just traded quietly, and by the end of September, it had a pretty hard hit, and then came in October, and it was a real rout. It was a disaster. So, yeah, so I kind of like to review these headlines, and recently we've been talking that the market has gone, some sectors have gone parabolic, and we mentioned that the parabola can never hit the vertical line, and it's just one of the features of mathematics.
Bob,
so
how?
Anyways,
Bob, my question.
Equivalent headlines and stories and things out there now. And we bring them forward as they come. So now, we've had a crack in the financial markets, and we'll just see how much there is on it. Of course, what the critical will be is on the next rebound. If it can't get to new highs, the game is over. And as we also point out that we have been in the greatest financial bubble in history. It's number six. The first one was the infamous South Sea Bubble of 1720. And these great bubbles, number six, have all been followed by lengthy and severe contractions. The stock market, the S&P 500, is included in the leading indicators because typically it would peak maybe 10, 12 months before the economy did. But in a great bubble, this changes such that the economy virtually peaks with the stock market. Like, for example, in 1929, the economy peaked in the month in August, and then in the 1873 bubble, it peaked in October. So the lead from stocks to the economy no longer works. And the irony is that the establishment, which considers that the S&P 500 is a leading indicator, hasn't done enough research to know that. So we'll watch the irony develop.
Bob, how accurate were those headlines from 1929 and the other one from 1989?
Oh, right. I lifted them right out of sources at the time.
Yeah, but did what they predict happen?
No, they were right at the top.
Oh, yes, but when they said, oh, there's no need to pay attention to what happened in the past, all the rules are thrown out, were they right when they said that?
No.
No.
Because it was said right at the top.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's easy. Well, and that's what they said about this market. Everybody keeps saying it's different this time.
I expect we'll find there could be one of those out there. We could be past the best of the bubble. And as I say, Jim, the hit has happened, the initial hit, let's call it that. And then we watch and see. Now, if the recovery makes it to new highs, then the party is still on. If it rolls over, the party is over.
Well, they said a black swan event could upset the market. And what about the Donald Trump war in Iran? Is that the black swan that tips the apple cart?
No, I don't agree with the black swan theory. That suggests that a disaster comes from outer space and is not known. No, you always have plenty of signs of a top, especially today with today's charting and momentum things and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, the only question, Jim, is on this current hit in the S&P, where does the next rebound roll over? At new highs or at lesser highs, in which case you start at the start of a serious bear market? So that's just the way to look. We're going to watch it here for the next few weeks.
Now, we have a question for you, Bob, from Alvin. Bob, when the U.S. dollar becomes chronically firm, will gold go down?
You know, that is an appropriate question. And this is why we stay with gold's real price. So you can deflate it by the CPI, and or, as we do, we take the price of gold and deflate it by the CRB Commodities Index. And we take it one step further, is that we consider that the CRB Commodity Index is a pretty good proxy for mining costs. So on this one, when the price of gold is outperforming commodities, it implies that profit margins for gold mining are improving. And whereas if you take a look, and the whole of the gold community dwells on the dollar price of gold. And tell me, with the dollar price of gold, how can you calculate whether the miners are making money or not? You can't. So you have to go to the gold divided by commodities. And, oh, of course, it was acting well on the rush, doing very well, became overbought, and is correcting now. But perhaps it's corrected enough now that maybe a few months of sideways and then the next advance in gold's real price would be the new highs, so which I would welcome, because what it does is it helps all the sectors of the gold mining, from the seniors to the middlers to the juniors. And you know how we like the juniors, and we have our list of junior gold miners, and some of those have been absolutely outstanding. And the data is, the list is updated, of course, from time to time. There was a couple that turned out to be dogs, and then others were kind of taken over. So, yeah, if people are interested in the juniors, just get in touch with us, and we'd be glad to send the list out.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye. First one from the Telegraph. I smell a crash coming, says former Goldman Sachs boss.
Yeah. That's a good line. Yeah, I grabbed that one because, hey, it says it, and very appropriate.
Bob, what do you think he's smelling? What kind of signs is it?
it's only one kind of a crash, Jim.
Mm-hmm. And why, though, would you think he feels that way? What are you smelling out there?
Well, he's seeing all the speculation. And has come out with a correct and a bold statement.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, and Zero Hedge has a headline that says, parabolic moves never end well.
Yeah, well, that's the one we did. Parabolic growth curve never matches the asymptote or something that I was looking up.
Mm.
And the word, there's a whole play on words in here. Yeah, they can approach the vertical, and then they never get there, and then a parabolic curve is highly unstable, and they collapse.
Well, usually if you have a parabolic curve, it's a Ponzi scheme.
Not necessarily. There could be crooked people in it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ponzi, of course, was the guy who had some very successful stock stories, and what made them successful is that he took new money coming in from new shareholders and used it to pay original shareholders that had some returns. And yeah, that one's in the history books, Ponzi scheme. Yeah,
named after a Montreal hotelier. He's
no,
the one who did it.
I did not know that part.
Yeah. Well, he did it in New York, but he was from Montreal.
Yeah.
Well, something you don't usually brag about. Now, from Zero Hedge, hedge fund bloodbath, biggest crash since Liberation Day.
Yeah.
So the hedge funds are getting nailed as well.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really quite, that's an important headline. Biggest crash. Since, you know, when. So, yeah, hedge fund bloodbath. That's the story.
Headline from Zero Hedge. After 144 years in New Jersey, Exxon asked shareholders to move to Texas to cut litigation risks.
Yeah. The state of New Jersey is putting in so many arbitrary rules and regulations, the climate and all that sort of thing, that these people, as I said, after 140 years, they can't operate profitably. So, and they're moving to Texas, and also there was litigation risk. So, makes sense to me. But also, it's a sign of the times. For New Jersey.
From Yahoo Finance, Canada's economy shrank more than expected to close out 2025 as businesses ate into existing inventories.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not doing well. And intentionally, you had the almost a decade of Trudeau's policies, which were anti-capital, anti-business. And so it turned out that Canada's greatest export during that period was capital and talent. Absolutely insane. And Mark Carney, the current prime minister and former central banker, he was advising Trudeau. And Carney is a global warming freak. He will trash the economy to save the world from carbon dioxide. I mean, it's so pathetic.
And we just had news too that Canada lost nearly 84,000 jobs last month.
Yeah, I expect so. It's not been good, and it's going to get a whole lot worse.
AI is now taking jobs. We had Block announce, the ones that do a number of financial services, that they were laying off 40% of their workforce to be taken over by AI, about 4,000 jobs lost there. Other companies like Amazon saying they're going to lay off 1.8 million people.
Yeah.
Or something like that, or six, a very large number. I don't know if that number is correct, but they said within the next 2 years, robots will be doing the work in their warehouses instead of people.
Yeah, I expect that's happening. And one of the things from history is that in the post-bubble world, the real costs go up and real interest rates go up, so it forces efficiencies in ordinary businesses, and they have to, you know, the market forces are not going to be kind. It's going to be a very hard, difficult world out there, and that's just the way it works in the post-bubble. Well, let's be honest, Great Depression.
Wow.
No sense mincing words.
Bob, will the government have to institute a tax on companies that lay off people and replace them with robots to help support those people?
No, they will. Governments, of course, will use any excuse to raise taxes.
Whether it's robots or not.
Yeah.
Bob, anything else that we should be keeping an eye on right now?
Well, the key is this correction in the financial markets. Where does it go? And if it makes new highs, the wild party is still on. If it rolls over and dies, we are going into the next Great Depression.
Wow, what a cheerful note for the weekend.
How about that?
Bob, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Yeah, Jim, good to be with you, and I'm looking forward to getting together next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.